At the Paris Air Show, crowds can get a close-up look at a U.S. Air Force cargo plane. They can also see some of the latest in military technology, such as this Global Hawk reconnaissance drone. The drone captures high-resolution images and can fly for 36 hours nonstop. It is made by U.S. defense contractor Northrop Grumman. Edward Walby is the company's director of business development for the Global Hawk. He says there are also U.S. adversaries here trying to steal military secrets.
There are adversaries here. They collect information. This is a favorite spot to find out what is the next step in U.S. technology.
The company follows strict U.S. government requirements for what they can display and to whom they are allowed to sell.
A little bit on this way.
It's frustrating, but a company like Northrop Grumman, I've been with for 4 years. I'm retired Air Force. I have never been in a meeting where sales outstrips our motive in terms of national security. National security always comes first, and then we worry about sales.
For America's allies, there is more information sharing than ever before. The new F-35 Joint Strike Fighter was developed in collaboration with the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Italy. U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Michael Lindauer says, even on the technical level, cooperation among allies is the key to winning the global war on terrorism.
We work closely with our allies and our partners to make sure that the systems that they buy, if they don't originate from the United States, that they still work alongside of and collectively with the assets of the United States and our other partners who fly the same platforms.
These days, it can be hard to differentiate friend from foe. Lieutenant Colonel Lindauer says Russia is not considered a U.S. ally or an adversary, but China is viewed as a potential adversary. Both countries are also at the Paris Air Show promoting their own military technology. In Paris, Brian Patton, VOA News.